朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
哪一位知道？
Anybody here knows?
在圣经里面，第一个承认耶稣是弥赛亚的门徒是哪一位？
Now, which disciple is the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah?
有没有人知道？请举手。
Anybody knows? Please raise your hand.
猜一猜，不知道可以猜一猜，好吧？
Okay,
一共十二个使徒。
If you don't know,
十二个门徒里面选一个啊。
Make a guess.
Okay, Johnny 在后面。
Johnny, Peter.
Wrong.
Wrong.
It's a good guess. One of the 12, huh?
猜得很好，十二个里面之一。
还有没有人猜什么其他的名字？十二个使徒，啊，哪一个第一个认识他是弥赛亚的？
Now, who's the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah?
大家想啊，想不起可以猜啊，刚刚有人猜。OK. 约翰。
John.
对不对？ Wrong again. 是哪一个？哪一个讲安德烈？
摩西。
OK.
Great.
我们看看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们为了奖励张摩西弟兄，请他大声读圣经，好不好？从35节读到42节，请张弟兄大声读，好吧？
Verse 35 to 42. Will Brother John please read it out loud so we can hear you?
好，谢谢张弟兄。
Thank you.
他不仅知道安德烈是第一个认识主耶稣基督的人，并且圣经读得很好。
Not only he knows that Andrew is the first one who recognized him as Jesus as Messiah, he also reads well.
我们再多看几节圣经，我们看第二章第一节和第二节，请大家弟兄姊妹一同来读。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's read it together.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。好，我们再读第十一节和十二节。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
同一章，第二章十一节和十二节。
Same chapter, chapter 2, 11 to 12.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。这事以后，耶稣与他的母亲、弟兄和门徒都下加百农去，在那里住了不多几日。弟兄姊妹们，安德烈是主耶稣十二个门徒当中的一个。
Andrew is one of the 12 disciples.
如果大家从马太福音第十章或者是路加福音第六章里面翻开来看，就会发现
If you turn to a book of Mark and a book of Luke, then you will see.
他是排名第二或者第四。
He was the second or the fourth one.
因为在马太福音里面记载说，头一个门徒叫做西门彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，第二个。
Because in the book of Matthew was recorded, the first disciple is Peter and his brother Andrew.
那么在路加福音里面记载说是西门彼得还有雅各还有约翰，然后是安德烈。
And in the book of John, it was recorded it was Peter, John, and James, and then Andrew.
但是不知道为什么很多人对安德烈印象比较模糊一点。
But I don't know why, but lots of people doesn't have very deep impression about Andrew.
一想到门徒就想到彼得。
When we talk about disciple, we think of Peter.
那么什么事情都是彼得第一。
And everything Peter is the first.
但是不要忘记这里。安德烈是第一个认识主耶稣是基督的人。
But don't forget, Andrew here is the first one who recognized Jesus as a Messiah.
可能他和彼得都曾经是施洗约翰的门徒。
Maybe he and Peter, they were all disciples of John the Baptist.
有一天施洗约翰在这里说，看那神的羔羊。
One day, John the Baptist claimed, behold the Lamb of God.
他们看见耶稣基督行走，就跟上去。
They saw Jesus walk, and then they followed.
一个非常简单的对话，他说：“夫子，你在哪里住
？”It's a very simple conversation. They ask, "Rabbi, where do you stay?"
然后他们就跟随耶稣。
Then they follow him.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就从圣经里所记载的事实，要对安德烈本人的情形有点了解。
Now, from these recordings, let's try to understand Andrew, this person.
因为我们这些日子在讲门徒，讲如何跟随主。
These days, we were talking about the disciples and how to follow Jesus.
现在我们从圣经里找出这些经文来看，就好像从学校的成绩单来研究学生一样。
Now when we read this, it's like when we are trying to understand a certain student from his report card.
圣经里面，福音书里面记载这些门徒跟随主的情形。
In all these gospels, it's recorded all how those disciples follow Jesus.
好像他们入学考试一样。
As if that those were the entrance exam.
以后又记载他们听主耶稣的教训。
But later on, we recorded how they listened to his teaching.
你就发现很奇妙，主有时候出问题给他们考试。
Then you find out it's very wonderful. The Lord will give them quizzes.
有一次考试，问腓力说，他说那天约翰福音第六章记载，有5000人在他的面前。
Once he asked Philip, there was 5,000 multitude in front of him.
他们说，这许多人在这里，你们有什么东西喂给他们吃？
And he asked, now with all these people here, now what do you have to feed them?
主耶稣问这个话是特意要试验腓力，因为圣经说他原知道自己要怎样行。
The Lord asked this question in order to test Philip, because it was recorded, he knows what he is going to do.
又有一次，他们好多人主耶稣快要上十字架的时候，主对他们说，腓力又问问题说，求主把父显给我们看。
Right before the crucifixion, Philip asked, please show us the Father.
那弟兄姊妹们，这些问题有一次在马太福音第16章里面，主耶稣又问说，人说，你们说我是谁？
And also in the 16th chapter of Matthew, it recorded Jesus asked, who do you think I am?
那弟兄姊妹们，这些好像都是考试一样。
It seems that all those are examinations.
所以我们再从圣经里把这些圣经章节找出来的时候，我们虽然不能对这个人有完全的了解。
So after we pick up all those verses, although we cannot fully understand these people.
但是多少对他们的学习有一个片面的观察。
But more or less, we will have somewhat understanding of their learning.
从这些观察里面，我们就看见他们对主耶稣的认识。
From all these observations, we know how well they know Jesus.
现在我们要所看的圣经，刚才我们讲说是，安德烈他头一个，他是认识耶稣是基督的人。
Like we just said, Andrew is the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah.
哎，对不起，严弟兄，请你把冷气开开，我受不了。好，谢谢。弟兄姊妹，不知道你们认不认识施洗约翰是怎样的一个人？
I don't know whether you recognize what kind of person is John the Baptist.
因为你晓得，头一次当安德烈从施洗约翰的门下跟随耶稣的时候，他发现两个老师不一样。
You know, when Andrew first transferred from John the Baptist to Jesus, he found out these two teachers are so different.
弟兄姊妹们，当这些门徒跟随主耶稣，第一件事发生什么事情呢？
Now, do you remember what's the first thing that happened to all these disciples along the way they following Jesus?
他们第一件发生事情，主耶稣带他们去参加一个婚礼。
Now, do you remember that the first event is there's a wedding that Jesus took them to?
哪一个学校入学之后，学生第一个是带他们去参加婚礼的？
Now, is there any school that the first event of the students going to a wedding?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道圣经所记载的事情有相当深的意思。
Now, we all know that what's recorded in the Bible, they all have very, very deep meanings.
虽然他没有记载这一个直接的比较，但是安德烈头一个注意到的事情是约翰和主耶稣何等不同。
But here we will understand that how Andrew will feel the difference between these two teachers.
我不太能想象施洗约翰去参加婚礼。
I cannot imagine that John the Baptist will go to a wedding.
为什么？因为他穿着什么衣服啊？
Because remember what he wear?
他活在旷野里面，他根本不大和人来往。
And he live in the wilderness and doesn't have too much contact with people.
他吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
And he eats the locusts and honey.
他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
And he wear the camel hair.
把衣服反过来穿，毛露在外面。
He wear it inside out, so the fur was outside.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个情形，我想不太合意参加婚礼。
I think it was this kind of a situation that it's pretty hard for him to go to a wedding.
但是主耶稣是不一样。
But Jesus is different.
因为头一件事情，我想安德烈最深的印象，这一个人是非常可亲的。
I think the deepest and the very first impression of Andrew about Jesus.
那一天，当他听见约翰的话说，这是神的羔羊。
That day when he heard, and John says, "Behold, this Lamb of God."
他就决定跟随耶稣的时候。
He decided to follow Jesus.
他可能想象里面主耶稣是比约翰更加有宗教气氛的人。
He might think that Jesus might be even more religious.
哦，事实上是相当有这个敬虔态度的人。
Because John Baptist is a very reverent person.
你看他对那一些他到约旦河边受他洗的人讲的话。
Now, do you notice how he talked to those people who want to baptize by the River Jordan?
他的话实实足足的公义。
Now his words are righteous.
他对兵丁说：“除了立定数目，不要多取。”
He talked to the soldier. He said, "Don't collect too much, more than you should."
他对那些税吏啊，对不起，讲错了哈。他说对兵士兵说，不要以强暴待人。
He talked to the soldiers, says to do not be violent.
对那些税吏说，除了立定数目，不要多取。
And talked to the tax collector, says do not collect more than you should.
对那些文士、法利赛人、撒都盖人，他们到那里受洗的。
And talked to those Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees.
他说你们这些是都是种类，谁只是你们逃避将来的愤怒
？He called them the you are the serpents, who ask you to try to avoid the punishment.
弟兄姊妹们，所以是许所以安德烈想想，现在我换了一个新的老师，从小学毕业或者从高初中毕业进了大学里面，这个教授一定更加的严厉。
So probably Andrew will think that now that I sort of graduated from one school and going to a higher one, I might come across a teacher that's even more strict.
但是很稀奇，他发现这个老师带他去参加一个婚礼。
But it was so wonderful because he realized that this teacher take him to a wedding.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得在座有多少人还没有听过福音的，对于信耶稣有个奇怪的态度。
I don't know how many of you haven't heard the gospel and have a very strange recognition about gospel.
主耶稣是可亲的。
Do you know that Jesus is so
amiable? 他是可亲的。
He is amiable.
弟兄姊妹们，不晓得有没有这样特别的。有一个错误的观念，以为主耶稣高高在上。
I don't know whether you have this wrong impression or not that you think that Jesus is so high up there.
弟兄姊妹们，知不知道像安德烈第一天认识主一样，就发现他是可亲爱的一位。
Now, do you have the same experience as Andrew that the very first day you find out that Jesus is so amiable?
有一位韩国姊妹在我们这里聚过好几次会。
There's a Korean young lady who has come to this meeting several times.
他也去参加夏令会。
And she also attended the summer conference.
他回来以后问他说你最大的收获是什么
And I asked her, what's the greatest impression you have in the meeting?
他说哎呀我从来不晓得可以这样祷告的。
She said, I never know that I can pray like this.
他说我从来不知道可以祷告说我亲爱的主。
She said, I never realized that I can pray, say, dear Lord.
他说以前我祷告说神啊神啊。
Because
when
I pray before, I always just say, Oh Lord, Oh God.
神是高高在上的一位。
Because our God is the one high up there.
高高的坐在宝座上面，以公义与权柄来审判。
He's the one sitting on top of the throne, high up there, and judge people with justice.
他说我从来不知道我能够亲近神，亲近主耶稣，在他的怀里安息，对他说，主耶稣，我爱你。
I never realized that I can just rest in his bosom and I said, Jesus, I love you.
我也不知道主耶稣这样爱我。
And I never realized that Jesus loved me so.
弟兄姊妹，恐怕今天还是有很多人他不去祷告，不去读主的话，因为对神有一个非常错误的认识。
I'm afraid today, the reason you don't go pray to the Lord is because you have this wrong impression.
好些人不读圣经，最大的理由就是说，没有兴趣。
That's the main reason people don't read Bible say that it's not interested.
好像没有兴趣是一个非常合理的理由。
As if that's a very, very proper excuse.
弟兄姊妹们，你错了。
Brothers and sisters, that's wrong.
不怕你不去读，只怕你一读之后就发现说主是可亲近的。
I believe the minute you start reading it, then you realize that our Lord is amiable.
他的心何等的慈爱，何等的温柔，何等的怜悯。
And his heart is so loving and tender and full of pity.
有一个弟兄说，我不到，我都在旧约里面，我就跌倒了。
And there's a brother said, and the minute I start reading the Old Testament, I'll fall.
因为旧约里面神这么可怕。
Because in the Old Testament, the God was so fearful.
哦，一下击杀这么多人，一下击杀那么多人。
He kills so many people all at once.
那弟兄姊妹，从前我也有这样想法。
I was like that before.
后来我看见一位老弟兄的著作。
Then I read a certain brother's writing.
他说你晓不晓得民数记里面神最大的恩典是什么？
He said, you know what's the greatest grace that's shown forth in the book of Numbers?
他说就是叫他们呢快快死。
It's so that to let the Israelites die quickly.
快快死是恩典呢。
And I said, hey, to die quickly, is that a grace?
他说你看可不是吗？
He said, of course, you see.
他说因为神对他们说，你们这些人因为没有信心，不能进所应许迦南之地。
Because the Lord God told them that you, without faith, you cannot go into the promised land.
但是因为摩西的祷告，神又兴起下一个世代的人。
But because of the praying of Moses, the Lord raised the second generation.
让他们能够进入安息，进入迦南。
So that they can go into Canaan.
那么弟兄姊妹们，不是说老弟兄姊妹都不能进迦南哈。
No, I'm not saying that old brothers and sisters cannot go into Canaan.
进入迦南是表示我们信心进入耶稣基督的安息里面。
Now to go into Canaan means that through our faith we go into the rest of our Lord Jesus.
我们的天然生命都该死了。
Our natural life should die.
死在十字架的铜钉里面。
We die on the cross with Jesus.
而新的生命。属灵的生命是新的一个生命，能够进入基督里的安息。
And this new life should go into the peak, should go into this rest.
以色列六十几万，可能不止这么多人，在旷野里面转来转去，转来转去，在等什么
？Now all those 600,000 Israelites, they were just circling around in the wilderness. What are they waiting for?
等这些老生命死掉。
They're waiting for this old life to die off.
然后按照神的应许，新生命能够进入迦南。
Then according to the promise of God, then this new life can enter into Canaan.
你看看是不是神的大恩典
？Now, isn't this great? Isn't this a grace from the Lord?
那弟兄姊妹们，按照神对我们人的审判，个个都是该死的。
Now, according to the judgment, everybody should die.
还不需要等到以色列国了。
We don't even have to wait until the Israel.
亚伯拉罕的子孙都不是亚当的子孙都该灭亡的。
All the sons of Adam should die.
但弟兄姊妹们，神从亚当里面拣选一些族类，是成为蒙福的族类，这是我们。
But the Lord picked a group of people from Adam's descendant. That's us, that we can live.
所以弟兄姊妹，难道神使人活，使人死，还不应当吗？
Now, isn't it rightful that for the Lord to make people die and make people live?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这件事情以后，我当初看见老弟兄讲这句话，说是民数记里神最大的恩典是叫人快快死，我明白了。
So I understand what that old brother was talking about.That the greatest grace is to let people die quickly.
就我们自己来讲也是这样。
In ourself, it is also the same.
假如我们天然生命能够弃绝。
If we can forsake our natural life.
我们的生命能够从复活这面来跟随耶稣。
If we can follow Jesus through this resurrected life.
这是一样的意思，这就是主耶稣讲的。背起十字架来跟随我的意思。
It means the same thing. That's exactly what he means when he said to carry your cross and follow me.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣先给我们看见一个十足奇妙的榜样。
Now the Lord showed us a perfect example first.
那天安德烈看见主耶稣和他们在一起生活。
That day Andrew saw how they lived together with the Lord.
他的心里有非常大的转变，定会有个大的转变。
I'm sure he has a great change in him.
世纪约翰也有功劳，虽然我们说他是一个旧约的教条的教导。
Also, I believe some credit should go to John the Baptist. Although we say that he's the teacher of Old Testament.
你看，约翰教导他的门徒又禁食又祷告，怎么样禁食怎么样祷告。
Now remember how John the Baptist teach his disciple to fast and to pray.
甚至这些门徒们要问主说：“约翰教导他的门徒祷告，你也教导我们祷告。他教导他的门徒禁食，你为什么不教导我们禁食？”
Even those disciples of Jesus asked him. He said, "John the Baptist asked them to pray, and you teach us to pray, but he asked him to fast, and you didn't ask us to fast."
那主的回答说：“那些陪伴之人和新郎同在的时候，不用禁食。”
And the Lord answered them that those who accompany with the bridegroom, they do not have to fast.
因为和他同在的时候充满了喜乐。
Because they are filled with joy when they were with him.
弟兄姊妹，那一天如果主耶稣不在那个婚姻的宴席上面，那个婚姻宴席就没有喜乐。
Now, if that day, if Jesus did not go to that wedding, that wedding would not have such joy.
因为我们在那里记载说，用宴席到一半的时候，酒用完了。
Because it was recorded in the right in the middle of the banquet, the wine is over, wine is used up.
而主耶稣在那里行了神迹，把水变成酒。
And there, the Lord performed a miracle that changed the water into wine.
主耶稣这里说，他就显出他的荣耀来。
And here it says that so that it would show forth his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要明白说主耶稣是实在可亲近的一位。
So we have to understand not only Jesus is an amiable one.
并且我们要看见说主耶稣能够把日常生活的事情提到属灵境界里面来。
And also he can raise our everyday living into a spiritual realm.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说主耶稣可亲近的时候，并不是说他的宴席里面跟我们一样谈论世界上的事情。
It's not when we say he's amiable. It doesn't mean that in the banquet he talk with us about the worldly things.
哎呀，昨天我弟弟到我家来，我发现我落伍了。
Yesterday my brother came to our house and found out I'm so out of fashion.
他们我一回头出去的时候，他们谈什么事情啊？
When I was out, they were talking.
他们讲说一个女明星做下巴。
They're talking about.A movie star making plastic surgery.
什么？我完全不能明白这些事情。
I don't understand these sort of thing at all.
幸亏我没有听见啊，他们讲这些事情，我后来我太太说，我一句话也接不上。
And my wife said that when we talk about that, I can't even get in the conversation because I don't know a thing about it.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有信主的人是活在世界里面的。
Now.A person who does not believe in the Lord is live in this world.
但是当一个信徒的人进到世界里面的时候，
But when a believer enters into the world,
他和世人有接触，
He has contact with the people.
他有一个使命，要把世界上的事情，把日常的生活，把它提升到属灵。
He has a mission to bring this everyday living into a spiritual realm.
你看主耶稣在那婚姻的宴席里面把水变成酒，就是说明这个意思。
Now you see that in the wedding, that the Lord changed water into wine is telling us the same thing.
水本来是跟酒比起来是没有味道的。
Now water is tasteless compared with wine.
那弟兄姊妹，有一些弟兄姊妹，我真有这样传福音的恩赐啊。
Now the certain brothers and sisters really have this gift of spreading the gospel.
他见到一些花草树木，很容易就转成福音的题目。
He just come across any plant, any flower, he can just change right away into the topic of gospel.
他看见一件世界上刚刚发生一件新闻，他能够转成福音的题目。
Some news just break out, and he can just change it right away into a gospel message.
把人的心从属地的事情引到属灵的事情。
So he can bring people from these earthly things up to heaven.
今天我们不是讲主耶稣行这件神迹怎么行法。
Today I'm not talking about how this miracle was performed.
但是主能够把一件世界上天天发生的事情，把它提到一个新的境界里面。
But the Lord can change this everyday living up to the spiritual realm.
哈，那些管宴席的人跑来找那些新郎说。
And those steward come to ask the bridegroom.
他说人都是把先摆上好的等客人喝足了。
They say they always just put out the good wine first until they all have enough.
才摆上次的。
And then you put out the next best.
你怎么把好酒留到现在呢？
Now how come you save the best until now?
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所给人属灵的原则和属地原则不同的地方。
Now this is the different principle the Lord gave us, this different principle of this, of the world.
地上的事情新的越用越旧，越用越陈旧。
All those things on this earth will be used, will get older and older.
只有属灵的事情啊，越来越新鲜。
Only the spiritual things will get newer and newer.
好的永远在后面。
The better ones always comes last.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内。分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你 不断在主里更新生命。